It is time for our children's sermon. So if there are any children in your household, invite them to come close now because we have a message designed especially for them. This morning, we have a special presenter for our children's sermon. It is Stephanie Frady. Let's again all draw near and lend an ear.
When I first learned to crochet, some ladies from our prayer shawl ministry invited me to prayer shawl because they knew I liked to craft. And I tried to tell them I did not know how to crochet. I tried to learn to knit once, and it went pretty badly. But they kept inviting me, so I said, "Well, if you're going to try and teach me, but I don't think I can learn." So one week I went, and they taught me the basics. And I went home to practice with some yarn they gave me. And I started to get the hang of it. So I went on YouTube and I taught myself some more and more. And it's been 2 years now and I crochet just about everything. So I wanted to give up plenty of times. It got pretty hard and I just kept going and kept teaching myself more and asking for help. Have you ever tried something new that was hard at first? Did anyone help you as you were learning? Today is the first Sunday in Lent. Lent is the season when we think about what we can do to do a better job of following Jesus and doing things that please Him. During Lent, some people give something up, like video games, so they have time to think of Jesus. Other people start doing something new, like reading a Bible story every night, so they have more time to learn about Jesus and what He wants us to do. If you decide you want to give something up or try something new this Lent, it may not be easy. For example, if you decide to read a Bible story every night, there may be one night when you forget. But if you make a mistake and forget, God won't get mad. Instead, God will help you try again the next day. God was always with Jesus to help him. God was there when Jesus was baptized. God was there when Jesus was in the wilderness. And God was there when Jesus started his ministry. And God is with us too and will help us too, this Lent and always. Dear God, thank you for always being with me. I know that you are always with me no matter where I go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you to Stephanie Frady for providing us with that children's sermon.